Hello, everyone. On behalf of AgriLinks, Feed the Future, and the USAID Fall Armyworm Task Force, I would like to welcome you to our webinar today on Fall Armyworm Dissemination Tools from USAID. We're excited to share some tools and resources that will help development practitioners address the major issue of fall armyworm in Africa. This webinar, just so you know, is the second in a three-part series, and the recording from number one is currently posted on AgriLinks, and number three is coming up next Wednesday, focusing on pesticides. And links to those webinars are available in the little boxes to your left, and we'll also share them a few times in the chat box. So my name is Julie McCarty, and I'm with the USAID Bureau for Food Security, and I'll be your webinar facilitator today. So you'll hear my voice periodically, especially during our question and answer session. Before we dive into the content, I'd just like to orient you to a few items in the webinar. First, please do use the chat box to introduce yourselves at any point and let us know where you're joining from. We always love to see who's joining from what countries and what organizations. And the chat box is your main way to communicate today, and we encourage you to use it liberally to ask questions, share resources, and discuss this topic with your colleagues. We'll be collecting your questions throughout the webinar, and we'll answer most of them in the Q&A period at the end, and also answer some in the chat box along the way. You'll see that the slides are available for download in the box on the left of your screen, as well as some of the resources we'll be talking about today. And lastly, we are recording this webinar and we'll email you the recording, transcript, and some additional resources once they are ready. And they'll also be posted on AgriLinks. So I think we're ready to dive into the content today. So I will go ahead and introduce Brian Conklin, Senior Ag Advisor for the Fall Armyworm Team here at USAID. And he'll be giving an introduction to the topic and to our speakers today. Brian?
Great. Thanks, Julie. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the second of our three-part webinar series on the fall armyworm. And I want to thank you today for taking time to join us. And just to reiterate what Julie has already said, that all the resources you see today will be available on the AgriLinks page. And we especially want to invite you to dial into our webinar next week on pesticides. It's going to be at the same time as this. This is, like I said, part two of a three-part series. Next week will be our final webinar in the series. Today we want to highlight a number of tools that we've developed to support countries in addressing the fall armyworm. Dr. Joe Husing is with us today, and he's going to walk us through some of those tools, including our IPM guide with proven science-based approaches to addressing the fall armyworm, and was developed by experts from across Africa and around the world. We're also going to highlight our new pest management decision guides. These are country-specific guides that highlight a host of issues from scouting to pesticides. And then finally, we're going to debut the first of a number of new animations we're developing through our partners at Scientific Animations Without Borders, or SABO. These innovative and educational clips can be easily translated into multiple languages, and Ben Blaylock from SABO will walk us through ways to access these animations and the process that we've developed for translating these clips into local languages in your country. So with that, I want to introduce Dr. Joe Husing, who's going to start us off with the IPM and pest management decision guides.
Sorry. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone, depending on where you're at. I wanted to first kind of outline the framework for today's discussion. Recall that kind of slides and jumping around here.
There you go.
Okay. Recall from the discussion last week that the doctrine for the U.S. government in addressing the fall armyworm issue in Africa, and really for a whole lot of pests that are coming into the continent, is the IPM guide. I'll talk to you just a little bit about that in a minute in terms of how it was put together. But we're also building other pieces that you could look at as addenda, or at some point will become the second edition. And so these materials are available for your use. We'll discuss again a little bit about the technology toolbox, go into a little more depth on that today, as well as these pest management decision guides, which are just now being disseminated. So really the discussion today is around disseminating information. And we purposefully put these tools together so that they would be easily or as easy as possible disseminated, say, by TV, radio, jingles, or, as Brian mentioned, animation-type technologies. Next slide, please. I want to remind everyone that the Pest Management Decision Guide was a group effort of global experts, African experts, U.S. experts, et cetera, also from the EU and other places. And this material has been vetted. There's probably some 150 different individuals that went through and in extreme detail validating the information that's in the IPM guide. There are a lot of resources out there that are available for people. Some of them are good, some of them are not so good. This is the official U.S. government version of how to manage this pest. Next slide, please. A couple of points of homework. You can't disseminate information very well if you don't understand what the information is. And so I want to highlight really the first two chapters of the guide. If you're going to have a meaningful discussion with implementing partners, with people that are submitting proposals to you, or if you choose to submit a proposal, you have to understand the context. And the context is integrated pest management. We wrote the first chapter of the manual to help people understand that. Next slide, please. This is the first chapter here. Next slide, please. Recall that the key decision point for mitigating the damage from this and other pests in maize and in other crops is the farmer. If the farmer doesn't know how to scout their field, look for damage, assess the damage, and take a decision, then essentially everything that we're talking about is moot. It all starts with the farmer. Chapter 2 outlines how a farmer would scout their field, and it also leads up to the point where they may choose some type of mitigation process. I want to remind everyone that this is a little tricky. The decision to implement a treatment at the farmer level is an economic decision, and it's an economic decision based on the value of that maize and the cost of the treatment. And please keep in mind that most of our stakeholders are smallholder farmers, and that calculus becomes very tricky for a person that's raising grain that they're going to consume perhaps and not sell. And that's something that we're working on right now, is to try to work out those economic details. Next slide, please. So I mentioned earlier the pest management decision guides. These are country specific. I'll walk through this in just a second. These are now available online, I think, for some 11 countries. We have others that are being developed right now and should be released pretty soon. And essentially, the Pest Management Decision Guide is a one-page front-and-back bulletin, if you will. It's very analogous to, in the U.S., what we call extension bulletins that states put out for pest control. And if you walk through this, we've got a column that helps the farmer understand what the insect pest looks like, the damage, et cetera, maybe how to prevent it, how to scout for it. Again, the farmer has to be able to do an assessment and then take a decision on some kind of control. A lot of people are talking about using direct control, smashing the insects. Again, that's an economic decision. It works, but it's costly. It costs a lot of time to go through a field and smash insects. The last column is unique. It's actually kind of two columns split here. These are the pesticides that are registered within each country that meet the USAID criteria. And I won't go in right now to what those criteria are, but essentially these would be pesticides, for example, that would be registered with US EPA. Some of the key features that we had to go back and calculate are specific to smallholder farmers. These are people that may not have the best spray equipment. They probably don't have any protective equipment. And so two of the calculations that Paul's going to talk about next week are pre-harvest intervals and restricted entry intervals. And these have to do with how soon you can go back into a field after you spray, and also how the delay time you need to have between spraying and harvesting. Next slide, please. Our technology table is being updated weekly. This is meant to be a crib sheet for you to consult with in a meeting or prior to a meeting, again, whether you're writing a proposal or reviewing proposals, for example, in which we outline on the left the integrated pest management areas. Remember, pest management is an integrated approach. There's multiple tools, and there's generally not any single right answer. There are a lot of wrong answers, but there's not always a single right answer. We try to give some assessment of efficacy. So, for example, a GM crop, I think most people recognize, will give almost complete control, whereas other types of controls, some kinds of chemistries, for example, if they're not used well, may not give as good a control. We also went into some of the issues about relative costs. That's those are hard calculations to come up with, but we tried to put some idea in there. And then some of the needs prior to implementation, for example, policy is a big one. Infrastructure may be important. Supply chains are a big deal in a lot of places. You know, can you even get the materials you need? And then some assessment of years to launch and scalability. Again, this will be evergreen. It will be available on the AgriLinks website. Next slide, please. Paul Jepson from Oregon State University, the global expert in pesticide risk assessment, is going to go into more detail about this next week. This is from the third chapter of the guide, in which we outline on the left-hand side there different active ingredients and the number of countries where these are registered. Again, this is going to really be an evergreen document. A lot of good chemistries are being registered in Africa right now or undergoing trials, some of the newer, safer materials. But essentially what we try to do is outline highly hazardous pesticides, which please avoid, and then some of the different criteria that are used, for example, aquatic life mitigation. You can't spray a lot of pesticides on a lake or on a creek or in water. Wildlife, pollinators and bees, bystanders, and then natural enemies, for example. Because if you're lucky, you should have more than one choice in a market of a pesticide to use. And again, farmers, based on their skill and the economics, this will help guide them to the best choice for their uses. Next slide, please. Okay, this information is parked out on the AgriLinks website. I think April Julie showed this a little earlier. If you can kind of see to the right there, you'll see the pest management decision guides are listed on there. The IPM guide is going to be moved to the top. Right now I've got an arrow, it's down at the bottom. It'll be more prominent at the top. The French version has just released, and the Portuguese version should be available within a week. So the English, French, Portuguese pest management decision guides are parked right there, and also those technology tables. Next slide, please. Okay, I'll turn this over to Brian now to talk to you about Salbo.
Thanks, Joe. At this point, we want to debut our first Salbo animation, and let me just give you a little bit of background. Scientific Animations Without Borders has been developing these innovative animations focused on agriculture, disease, and women's empowerment. This is their first animation focused on the fall armyworm, and hopefully the first of many, with an emphasis on helping small farmers scout the fall armyworm. These animations, and I mentioned this earlier, can be easily translated into multiple languages, and we're going to walk you through that process and let you know how we'll can equip you and your specific country with an animation that's in local languages relevant to your smallholder farmers. Once they're translated, they can be downloaded to farmers through multiple means, and Ben Blaylock from Sabo is going to walk us through that process. We're going to highlight this process in a few minutes, but first, let's give you a preview of our first Sabo animation for fall armyworm, and then I'll introduce our next speaker. And with that, we'll give you a little taste of our scouting animation. So that's a first taste of just a quick preview of what's about a 3-minute animation. And with this, I'm going to turn it over to our next speaker, Ben Blaylock from Sabo. Ben?
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Brian. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to access the animation online and then a little bit about our translation process. So you can see that this link here on the slide, it's on our website right now. It's live. If you go to this link, you can access the animation. You can view it, and you can download it. And when this animation eventually is translated into multiple languages, every language will be hosted here. And it'll be easily selectable from like a drop-down menu on the page to make sure that, you know, you can find whatever you're looking for. And on this page, we have four options available for download. One is the MP4 for computers. One is the MOV, which is for broadcast and, you know, TV stations. And then we have two 3GP options, which are really for smartphones and cell phones. So you can download any of these formats. You can share them, and you can pass them to anyone you'd like. They're for free use for everybody. You can pass them across your organizations and with other organizations. And we really promote them being used for, you know, community viewing events, like on a projector, and everybody gets around and learns about the technique. But really, if you're downloading this on your computer, sometimes it's kind of limited. You have to have a good internet connection, and you have to find a way to transfer it to your cell phone, which, you know, sometimes just adds an extra step. So another way to access it that we really want to emphasize is the Sabo Deployer app. This is an Android app that's free for download, and basically it gives you access to our whole video library. You can download it at our website at this link, or really you can just go to Google Play and search for Sabo. Once you load up the app, you get access to our entire video library. So you can search through and see all the animations we have available. We have the Fall Army Worm up there right now, and you can go through the topic, language, or country for a filter. So the topics would be, you know, scouting for Fall Army Worm or any of our other post-harvest loss animations, and also, you know, our health and women's empowerment animations. And then we have the language and country that can help you filter through and find the video you're looking for. And so the Fall Army Worm is there right now, and you can go up and download it to your phone. And really, this is a little bit easier than downloading it to your computer and then transferring it. And you can even watch it on the app as well. And you should really be using the app because it gives you another option to transfer it out in the field. You do have to have Wi-Fi to download the animation. But once you download it, you can share it over Bluetooth. And you can share it to somebody else that doesn't even have the app. So it helps you spread the animation when you're out in the field, you know, when there's no Wi-Fi available. And you can, like, pass it around to any of your colleagues or whoever it would help. So now the translation process. We have it in English right now. We're working on French and Portuguese, but we are open to, you know, many more languages. We want to get this in as many languages as possible. So really the only thing we have to do is identify a translator. Once we do that, they need to have a computer and access to the internet, and then it would probably help for them to have a smartphone or a cell phone. But for the most part, that's about all they need. We'll send them a translation package, which will include the script, which is formatted for easy translation, and it'll include the instructions. Once they get that translation package, they are able to translate and record. And translating the script is pretty simple. We've separated it into fragments, so it's easy to kind of translate at your own pace. You can, you know, translate half of it, come back later, and finish the rest. And then after you translate, you'll need to record the audio. And we let you do this with whatever means you have at your disposal. So if you have a computer with a microphone, that works. If you only have a smartphone, that works too. We've had people use hand recorders. Basically, anything that works that could record your voice, there's a way to do it, and we'll try and help you through that process too. Once everything's recorded and translated, You can send all the files back to Sabo, which is why, you know, the translator will need an internet connection. And once we get all the files, we'll start to overlay them on the animation. So when we're doing that process, we keep the translator involved, and we make sure that they're viewing the drafts we have, and they're approving everything. Before we release anything, we want to make sure the translator is happy and that we're happy with the product and that it's accurate. Once the translation is approved, it gets put online, and at that point, it's available on our website and on our Sabo app. So anyone can access it in the same way that they're accessing the animation right now. So it's free to use, free to download, free to share, so that translator knows that, you know, the work they put in, it gets to help everybody that would be using the animation. So USAID has set up this email, fallarmyworm@usaid.gov. If you have language requests, please send them to that email. And in the coming months, we're going to be focusing a lot on translation. And also, if you want to get in touch with Sabo, please contact us at this email address. And, you know, we can talk about any other questions you have with Sabo. So, and I think I'm passing it back to Brian.
All right, Ben, thank you very much for that. And this is an exciting technology that we have, and it's available to you. Ben put the Fall Armyworm email up there, so please feel free to send us your request for different languages. And as Ben was saying, this is not a daunting process. It's something that somebody can do in just a couple of hours. There's an English version of it, slide by slide, that's been written out where somebody can write in their particular language on the opposite side, and then they basically just speak into a simple recording device, and that gets sent back to the Sabo folks for translation. So we're looking forward to translating this into multiple languages. Obviously, we're going to have to prioritize to some degree, but we do have funding to do that. So we encourage you to look for practical, pragmatic uses for this video and know that it's a tool that's out there and it's available. So your partners, your civil society organizations, your farmer field training groups, there are a lot of ways that we can get the word out on this particular animation with regard to scouting. And then we'd like you to stay tuned because we'll be developing some additional animations in the future months. But thank you very much, Ben. We appreciate the effort of Sabo and what you're doing on this, and encourage those of you who are out there to take this tool and to use it. We also want to thank Dr. Joe Husing for highlighting and for actually leading our efforts on this Fall Armyworm manual that we've developed, the IPM guide, and now these innovative pest management guides that we've developed that are country-specific. So we encourage you, log on to the AgriLinks Tools website. You'll see the specific pest management guides that we've developed so far. Just know that there are more coming, and yes, for those of you who are in Francophone countries, we're also developing them in French. With that, I'm going to thank you for taking time to join us today. That's just a short summary of some of the tools that we've developed so far. We've got plenty of time now to sit back and to answer any questions that you may have. So I'll turn it back over to Julie.